We thank the Lord to bring us to the third full day of our church camp.
我们感谢神带领我们到这教会营的第三个的整天。
I hope we are not weary physically.
我想我们在肉体上不会感到彷徨。
If you are a little tired physically.
如果你在肉身上有点疲倦。
Again, I would like to remind each and every one of us. If you feel tired and drowsy.
提醒每一位，如果你感觉到疲倦或者要沉睡，
feel free to stand up and exercise yourself a little bit and wake yourself up.
请自由地起来做一些运动，来让自己醒过来。
Shall we turn to 1 John chapter 4?
让我们翻开约翰一书第四章
，verse 17, part B.
第十七节的后部分。
That even as he is, we also are in this world.
因为他如何，我们在这世上也如何。
Hebrews 12:2.
希伯来书第十二章第二节。
Look off unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
Shall we have a word of prayer?
让我们祷告。
Our dear Lord,
我们亲爱的主，
we thank you for bringing us together into your presence.
我们感谢你带领我们到你面前。
In the past few days,
在过去几天，
you have richly provided us.
你已经丰富地供应我们。
And we can witness your working.Among each and every one of us.
我们能够见证你的工作在我们每一位。
Lord, we simply give our thanks and bow before you to worship you.
我们单纯地感谢你在你面前俯伏敬拜你。
Lord, we still want to commit this time, this afternoon session into your hand.
我们仍旧要把这段时间下午的聚会交在主你手中。
May you speak to our heart.
愿你对我们的心说话。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名祷告。
Amen. Yesterday, we used Jesus as an illustration.
昨天我们以耶稣作为叙述。
To illustrate how spiritual life grows in us as our Lord Jesus grows in his physical, in his flesh.
来叙述我们的灵命如何的成长，正如主耶稣在他的他在肉身上成长。
Although we see Jesus, he is the Word and became flesh.
虽然我们看到主耶稣是道成肉身。
In one hand, he is 100% man.
一方面他是100%人。
But yet on the other hand,
但在另外一边，
he is God, he is Son of God.
他是神，他是神的儿子。
So when we use him as an example, as an illustration to our spiritual growth,
所以当我们把他作为榜样例子来叙述我们的属灵成长，
we should have a reverence in our heart.
我们在里头应当有敬畏的心。
He is our God.
他是我们的神。
He is altogether different from us and He is all above us.
他和我们不一样，他在我们以上之上。
He is our Lord and He is our God.
他是我们的主，他是我们的神。
And we always, when we think about this, we always should bow and worship Him.
我们每当想到这里的时候，我们都要俯伏敬拜。
And we also give thanks for the Lord.
我们也感谢主。
That He lived like a man.
他活像人。
So He can be our example.
所以他可以做我们的榜样。
What he grows in his physical body.
他在他肉身的成长。
What he learned in his physical journey on earth.
在他世上属肉体的行走所学的。
It becomes an example to show how the spiritual life we receive from him.
成为榜样，我们从他所领受的属灵生命。
Can be reproduced in us.
能够在我们里面再次产生。
And can be manifested through our human nature.
能够凭着我们人的个性的天性表达出来。
Every time when we think about this,
每次我们想到这里，
that humbles us.
这使我们降卑。
That makes us willing to bow before him.
使他们情愿在他面前俯伏。
Give our thanks to him.
把感谢归给他。
Just like Apostle John in 1 John chapter 4 verse 17 says.
正如使徒约翰在约翰一书第四章十七节说。
That even as he is.
因为他如何。
We also are in this world.
我们在这世上也如何。
How our Lord Jesus is.
我们主耶稣是如何的
Then we as children of God
我们作为神的儿女
As redeemed ones of our Lord Jesus
作为我们主耶稣基督所救赎的
We also are in this world
我们也在这世上
And so the spiritual life we receive through the Holy Spirit
所以我们从圣灵所领受的属灵生命
Will grow just as our Lord Jesus He grows in His flesh
将成长正如主耶稣在肉身成长一样
So let's all fix our eyes upon our Lord Jesus
所以让我们都注目在我们的主耶稣身上
That he is the author and finisher of our faith
他是我们信心创始成终的那一位
This afternoon I would like to share a little bit about our Lord Jesus' life
今天下午我要交通一点有关主耶稣的生命
And use that as an illustration to how we enter intomanhood of our spiritual life.
来以这作为叙述，我们如何进入我们属灵生命成年的阶段。
Shall we turn to Matthew?
让我们翻到马太福音。
Book of Matthew, chapter 3.
马太福音第三章。
Verse 13 to 17.
第十三到十七节。
Then comes Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be baptized of him.
当下耶稣从加利利来到约旦河见了约翰要受他的洗。
But John urgently forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comest thou to me?
约翰想要拦住他说我当受你的洗你反倒上我这里来吗
But Jesus answering said to him, Suffer it now, for thus it becomes us to fulfill all righteousness.
耶稣回答说，你暂且随我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。
Then he suffered him, and Jesus, having been baptized, went up straightway from the water. And lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him.
耶稣受了洗，既从水里上来，天忽然为他开了，他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下，落在他身上。
And behold, a voice out of the heavens saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I have found my delight.
从天上有声音说，这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
This part of the scripture describes the baptism of our Lord Jesus.
这一处的经文描述主耶稣，我们主耶稣的受洗。
As we mentioned yesterday, our Lord passed about 18 years of hidden life before God.
正如昨天我们说过，主耶稣在神面前隐藏的生活是十八年之久。
And after this 18 years, when he reached the age of 30,
在这十八年之后，当他达到三十岁
，and about 6 months ago, before that, John the Baptist.Was called out to baptize, to preach the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
在这之前的六个月，施洗约翰被呼召出来，来传扬天国的福音。
And also to baptize people, to repent, to prepare for this, for the coming of our Lord Jesus.
并且要给人受洗来悔改，为这我们主耶稣的到来。
And during that time, our Lord came to John.
在那段时间，我们的主来到约翰
to the riverside of Jordan
到约翰河边
and he want to be baptized by John
他要受约翰的洗
and John he physically he was he is Jesus' cousin
那么肉身来说约翰是这个耶稣的表兄弟
he is about 6 months senior to Jesus
他是比耶稣大六个月
and But because he was born to a priest's family,
但是因着他是在祭司家生长。
So when he was young as a child, probably he was raised in Jerusalem.
所以当他是年幼小孩子的时候，或许他在耶路撒冷长大。
As he grown, he lived in the wilderness.
当他成长的时候，他在旷野里活。
But our Lord Jesus, he grew up in the mountainside of Nazareth.
但是我们主耶稣却在拿撒勒的山地长大。
So probably they didn't have too much chance to get acquainted to each other.
或许他们就没有相会的机会。
Maybe outwardly, when Jesus approached John the Baptist.
或者在外在，他耶稣来找施洗约翰的时候
，John outwardly may not recognize him.
约翰外在可能不会认识他。
But the Holy Spirit within him indicate to him, this one is the one you are waiting for.
但是在他里面的圣灵却指示给他看，这是你所等候的那一位。
So as Jesus approaching him and asked to be baptized by him.
所以当耶稣来到他面前，要他受他的洗。
He urgently forbade him, saying, I have need to be baptized of thee, and comes thou to me?
他马上就不允许他说，我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来。
He feel unworthy to baptize our Lord Jesus. He's not qualified.
他感觉到自己不配来给耶稣受洗。
Because somehow in him, the Holy Spirit indicated to him, this one is the Holy One.
因为在他里头，圣灵指示他这是那圣者。
Not only because he's Son of God.
不单因他是神的儿子
，but also because he's son of man, he walked on in his flesh on this earth.
也因着他是人子，他在这世上在肉身上行。
He never sinned a sin.
他没有犯过一个罪。
He never even knew sin.
他甚至也不认识罪。
That means in his mind, in his deep being, there's no shadow of sin.
就是说，在他的脑海里，在他内心深处没有。罪恶的影子。
The baptism of John the Baptist is a repentance baptism.
施洗约翰的洗乃是赦罪悔改的洗。
For all those who have sinned,
为着凡犯罪的
，who was far away from the Lord, from God, in sin,
远离神
，He called them to come to repent,
呼召他们来悔改
，and to be baptized,
来受洗。
If there's one who doesn't need this baptism,
如果有一个人不需要受这洗
that one is our Lord Jesus.
那位就是我们主耶稣。
But Jesus still came to John the Baptist.
但是主耶稣仍旧来到施洗约翰那里
and asked him to be baptized.
要求受他的洗。
And John was troubled.
那约翰就感到很忧虑。
So Jesus tells him that suffer me because we need to fulfill all the righteousness.
那么耶稣就回答说，你暂且许我，因为我们理当尽这样尽诸般的义。
Because that's God's will, he knew.
因为这是他知道神的旨意。
As Son of God, he is perfect.
身为神的儿子，他是完全。
He is holy.
他是圣洁。
As Son of Man, he is perfect too.
身为人子，他也是完全的。
But now he has to come to fulfill all righteousness.
但是他现在要来尽诸般的义。
He wants to be baptized to in the stead of whole nation of Israel.
他要受洗，代表全以色列来受洗。
Not only the whole nation of Israel.
不但以色列全国。
But also the whole human race.
并且为全人类
He wants to be baptized
他要受洗
to declare salvation from God to human beings
从神到人类的救恩
We know baptism simply means that put away the old life
我们知道受洗的意思就是把旧的生命除去
The old life shall go through death
旧的生命要经过死
and then put away by baptism asburied it.
然后经过受洗来埋葬
and then rise up to be a new being.
然后兴起成为一个新的人。
That's baptism, the simple in the meaning of the baptism.
这就是受洗简单的意思。
And our Lord, He as a perfect man,
我们主作为完全人
，He received this baptism.
他领受这洗。
It's not because He have to,
并不是
He has a need of it.
他要，他需要。
Not because he need have a need of it.
不是因着他需要。
He doesn't need to be baptized.
他不需要受洗。
But he wants to stand in all human race place.
但是他要站在全人类的那个地位上。
And he received this baptism.
他领受这洗。
And he through this baptism,
借着这洗
he offered himself as a sacrifice.
他把自己献上作为一个祭。
For the sins of the world.
为着全世界的罪。
And so his baptism, although he received the baptism of John,
虽然他领受了约翰的洗
but his baptism is totally different from all other baptisms.
但是他所受的洗和所有的受洗不一样。
Different from all the Jewish people at that time to receive the baptism of John.
和那些当时犹太人来领受约翰的洗不一样。
Also different from what we today, we are baptized in the name of our Lord Jesus.
也和我们今天奉我们主耶稣的名所受的洗不一样。
John's baptism is for repentance.
约翰的洗是为了悔改。
And our baptism is for identify ourselves with our Lord Jesus.
我们所受的洗乃是和我们主耶稣一起认同。
But the baptism our Lord was baptized.
但是我们主耶稣所受的洗。
In him is he stand there as an offering. He sacrificed himself for sin for all of us.
在那里他乃是站着为作为一个祭，为着我们所有的人来献祭。
So, we need to realize the difference of that.
所以我们要认出这个不同。
But yet, in his baptism, we can see something that we can learn of him.
但是在他所受的洗，我们能够看到，能够从他所学习的地方。
That in his being baptized,
在他受洗的时候
we see the mind of our Lord Jesus as a man.
我们见到主耶稣身为人，他的思想。
He humbled himself to the place as all of us.
他降卑到我们每一个人的地位。
He stand at the place of sinners.
他站在罪人的地位上。
Although he's perfect as a man.
虽然身为人他是完全。
But yet he is willing to empty himself and deny himself.
但是他却愿意到倒空自己，舍弃自己。
And even to the point to receive the baptism of John the Baptist.
甚至于领受约翰的洗。
So, in his baptism, we see his mind of humility.
所以在他所受的洗，我们看到他谦卑的意识。
As our brother shared yesterday morning.
正如昨天我们的弟兄所交通。
When the Word became flesh, and come into this world,
当道成肉身进入这世界。
There is a meaning in it.
在其中有一个意思。
One part of it is the humility come into human form.
那么一方面呢，就是这个谦卑成了人的样式。
Before in this world, we have the humility of human beings, but not the real humility.
那么在这之前呢，我们有人类的谦卑，不是真正的谦卑。
But as our Lord come into His flesh,
但是当我们的主成肉身的时
候 ，Now on earth we start to see something that's called humility.
在地上我们看到这所谓谦卑。
In English there are two terms similar to each other.
在英语有两个词是非常类似。
One is humility.
一个是谦卑
The other is humiliation.
另外一个是受羞辱
We know that these two things, although outwardly are very, two words outwardly are similar to each other.
虽然这两个字外在很类似
But yet they are very different.
但是它们却是不同的
Humility speaks something inward life, inward quality of life.
谦卑乃是说到内在生命的价值。
Humiliation is something from outside put upon us and how we feel.
那么 羞辱乃是从外面加在我们身上，而我们怎样的感受。
We know when Jesus come to earth，
你知道当耶稣来到世上。
Yes indeed he suffered many humiliations，
是的，他忍受了许多的羞辱。
But his suffering, the reaction of his suffering is totally different from other human beings like us。
但是他对所受的苦的反应是和我们别这些人类不一样。
When something outward put upon us that humiliate us，
当外在的事加在我们身上，使到我们受屈辱。
We may feel hurt，
我们会感到伤害。
We may feel offended，
我们感到被冒犯。
We may feel we like to argue and to give to reason，
我们感觉到我们要辩论，要来讲理。
And try to explain ourselves，
要解释我们自己。
That's outward humiliation put upon us, our natural reaction。
这是外在的羞辱加在我们身上的时候，我们自然的反应。
But when our Lord Jesus he put on human forms，
但是当我们主耶稣成肉身的时候
，because his mind, his life is a life of humility，
因着他的生命乃是充满谦卑的视角。
So no matter what kind of outward situation may put on him，
所以无论任何外在的情况加在他身上，
We don't see those kind of reactions like we do，
我们不看到那些像我们这样的反应。
When he willingly asked John to baptize him，
当他甘心乐意的要求约翰来给他受洗，
He is joyfully receiving that baptism，
他乃是充满喜乐的领受那洗。
He has no feeling of being humiliated，
他没有感觉到受羞辱。
Maybe by that time a tax collector was baptized together with him that morning or that afternoon，
或许那个早晨或者那个下午一个税吏和他一同受洗。
Or another Pharisees come to be baptized，
或者另外一个法利赛人来受洗。
Our Lord was one among them，
我们的主是
humanly speaking，
就人而言在他们群中。
But yet he feels just as usual，
但是他像往常一样的感觉。
He has a life that is called the life of humility，
他有一个生命就是谦卑的生命。
That is unknown to human race but now put in this human form in Jesus，
对人类所不晓得的，但是现在却放在耶稣的身上。
This is something that we Christians we can learn of our Lord，
这是我们基督徒能够向我们主学习的。
And as we mentioned yesterdayWe learn through the lessons that the Holy Spirit offered to us。
正如昨天我们所说，我们是从圣灵所给我们的功课学习。
Oftentimes, the Lord may arrange some affliction or humiliations upon us。
有时，主会安排一些苦或者一些羞辱临到我们身上。
If we don't have the mind of our Lord Jesus，
如果我们没有我们主耶稣的心思。
That is the mind of humility，
就是谦卑的心思。
That is look at self as nothing，
就是看己为无有。
That is willing to empty ourselves，
就是愿意倒空自己。
Willing to take the form as a slave, as a bound slave，
愿意取奴仆的身份。
If we don't have this kind of mind，
如果我们没有这样的思想，
then all the humiliations or sufferings or afflictions comes upon us。
所以当所有的这些屈辱和这个苦难临到我们身上，
then we will suffer a lot，
我们就会受很多苦。
And we will feel heavy，
我们会感到很沉
重。 And we lose joy，
我们失去喜乐。
But if we have the mind， let the mind of Christ be our mind，
但是如果我们的思想让耶稣的思想成基督的思想成为我们的思想，
then all these humiliations or afflictions added upon us，
然后这一切的羞辱和苦难加在我们身上，
will call out that humility of Christ from within our spiritual life，
会招出那耶稣的谦卑从我们的属灵生命中出来。
That signifies our spiritual life entered into manhood，
这意味着我们的属灵生命进入成年阶段。
I'll use an illustration。
我做一个叙述。
We have a dear brother in our gathering，
在我们聚会中有一个亲爱的弟兄。
I have known him almost 16 years now，
我已经认识他有16年久。
When I first met him he was just saved several weeks，
我第一次见到他，他只不过得救几个星期。
And full of joy and full of energy，
充满喜乐和活力
and full of youth righteousness
充满了青年人的
正义感
正义感
So we start to fellowship together, we meet together, we serve together.
所以我们一起交通，我们一起服事。
You know, young people sometimes very easy to see things going wrong in other people.
你知道年轻人很容易会看到错误的事在别人身上。
And can't tolerate that.
不能忍受。
And when I met with this brother and we served together,
当我遇到这位我们一起服事的弟兄
oftentimes he would bluntly point to me what was wrong in me.
他有时会直接的指出我的里面的错。
I still remember when we have a spring retreat.
我们有一个春天的退休会。
I still remember one time in that retreat.
我还记得在那个退休会。
We those who serve together, we have a prayer every morning.
我们一起服事的每天早上有一个祷告。
And that morning after the prayer, he was very emotional, I would say.
那天早上
Actually angry.
在祷告之后非常激动其实是生气
And he was scolding me for overlook certain things
在骂我忽略了一些事
And I have nothing to say but just say yes brother please forgive me
我没有其他的话说就是说是的弟兄请原谅我
but this brother although he has this kind of behavior that's normal
那虽然这位弟兄他也这样的举动这是正常的
Because he was just saved
因为他刚得救
He's learning how to serve together with others.
他在学习如何和彼此别人一起服侍
There's a lot of things before him that he has to learn.
在他之前有很多事他要学的
And anyhow, but he's a God-loving Christian.
但是
He really loves the Lord.
无论如何他是一位爱神的基督徒他真的爱主
And then the Lord start to give him some lessons.
然后主就给他一些功课。
I'll just mention one thing.
我只要讲一件事。
When he was going to get married,
当他要结婚的时候
he went back to Taiwan to visit his parents.
他回到台湾去探望他父母。
By then, both his parents were not believers.
在那时候他的双亲都不信主。
And he has heart to share the gospel with his parents.
他有这个心和他的父母分享福音。
So he was very fervent and tell them, I'll do this, I'll do that.
所以他很热心地对他们说，我要做这个，做那个。
But traditional Chinese parents, when their children is going to get married,
但是传统的父母，当他们的儿女要结婚的时候
，they ask them to worship ancestors.
他们叫他们拜祖先。
And he couldn't do it.
他不能做
so he just tell his father everything I will obey but this one
他就告诉他父亲什么我都能够顺从但除了这个
so his father was very angry
所以他父亲非常生气
and scolded for 2 hours asked him just stand there and can't say a word
骂他两个钟头叫他站在那里不可以发一言
and afterwards when our brother come back to the States
之后当我们的弟兄回到美国
I see the change in him
我看到他里面的改变
But I also see he is very heavy
我也看到他里面非常沉重
Because he suffered
因为他受了苦
There's no way out
没有出路
When he has a chance he would complain or he would pour out his suffering to brothers and sisters
当他有机会的时候他就会向弟兄姐妹们诉苦
And another year comes
再过了一年
and we have a spring retreat again
我们再一次有春天的退休会
I remember that retreat our dear brother Ga Wen San was the speaker
我记得那一次的退休会我们的孙国舵弟兄
and,
他是讲员
and he shared with us Philippians
他和我们分享腓立比
he used the topic of the mind of Christ to us
他以基督的心思来和我们分享
he likened we Christians as a tree grown upside down
他把我们基督徒比成一个树是以倒反的方式生长
Because our root should be in heaven
因为我们的根应该在天上
And our fruit is on earth
我们的果子在地上
All the source, all the supply is in heaven
所有的资源是在天上
All the fruit is on earth in our human form
所有的果子都在地上
And this young brother, that message touched his heart.
而我们这年轻的弟兄，这个信息摸着他的心。
Really impressed in his heart.
的确印在他心上。
And I can see change in this brother.
可以看到这个弟兄改变。
He has a way now.
他现在有条路。
Whenever people round him.
每次有人错怪他。
When something happened to him, humiliate him.
当有事发生在他身上，羞辱他。
He will not react like before. He feel hurt. He feel try to self-explain.
他不会像过去这样感到受伤害，要自我解释。
He just walk straight out of that.
他就直接从里头走出来。
Brothers, sisters, that is the mind of Christ in us.
弟兄姐妹，这就是耶稣的对基督的心思在我们里面。
Once we take the mind of our Lord Jesus in us.
一旦我们取了我们主耶稣的心思在我们里面
，and we apply this to our daily walk，
我们应用在我们日常生活
，no matter in human relationships，
在行走，无论是在人际关系
，in families，
在家庭里
，or in our church services，
或者我们教会的侍奉上
，dear brothers and sisters，
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，congratulations， we enter into spiritual manhood，
恭喜你，我们进入属灵的成年阶段
，maybe。Our gift is still not well developed.
虽然我们的这个恩赐还没有完全的
发展。Maybe we don't have that great of a spiritual function.
虽然我们没有那个属灵功用的阶段。
But we already equipped with the mind of a grown man.
但是我们已经具备了一个成年人的思想。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，When our Lord Jesus Christ he is going to enter into his open ministry.
当我们的主耶稣要进入公开侍奉的时候
，through his baptism,
借着他所受的洗
，we see his mind.
我们见到他的思想。
He showed forth what is the delight of God the Father upon man.
他显出父神在人身上的喜悦。
So when he was baptized out of the water straight away,
所以当他从受浸从水里上来的时候
he saw heavens open,
他见到天开了
and the Holy Spirit like a dove descend upon him.
那圣灵像鸽子降在他
身上 and there was a voice come out of heaven.
然后从天上有声音出来
said, This is my beloved son, my delight, my heart delights him.
说这是我的爱子，我所喜悦的。
Dear brothers and sisters, we as children of God.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，我们身为神的儿女。
If we care for this life to grow in us,
如果我们在乎我们的生命在里面成长
，there will be a threshold, a milestone in our spiritual growth.
将在我们属灵生命中有一个里程碑。
That will be maybe somehow something happened to us.
或许有一件事发生在我们身上。
Or the Spirit opened His Word to us.
或者圣灵把他的话向我们开启。
And we really longing to have The mind of Christ to be my mind.
我们真正渴慕基督的心思成为我们的心思。
And we will feel released from our surroundings.
我们就感觉我们从我们的环境中释放出来。
And we will feel we are released from ourselves.
我们感觉到我们从自我释放
出来。Or delivered from ourselves.
或从自己当中救出来。
And that is spiritual growth.
这是属灵的成长。
It is very, very important.
这是非常非常重要。
And then we come to the temptation of our Lord Jesus.
然后我们来到我们主耶稣受试探。
Shall we turn to Matthew?
让我们翻到马太。
Chapter 4.
第四章。
We read from verse 1 to 16.
我们从第一读到第十七节。
Then Jesus was carried up into the wilderness by the Spirit to be tempted of the devil.
当时耶稣被圣灵引到旷野，受魔鬼的试探。
And having fasted 40 days and 40 nights,
他禁食四十昼夜，后来。
Afterwards he hungered.
后来就饿了。
And the tempter coming up to him said, If thou be son of God, speak, that these stones may become loaves of bread.
那试探人的近前来对他说，你若是神的儿子，可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
But he answering said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word which goes out through God's mouth.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Then the devil takes him to the holy city and sets him upon the edge of the temple and says to him,
魔鬼就带他进了圣城，叫他站在殿顶上对他说，
If thou be son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, He shall give charge to his angels concerning thee,And on their hands shall they bear thee, lest in any wise thou strike thy foot against a stone.
你若是神的儿子，可以跳下去，因为经上记着说，主要为你吩咐他的使者，用手托着你，免得你的脚碰在石头上。
Jesus said to him, It is again written, Thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God.
耶稣对他说，经上又记着说，不可试探主你的神。
Verse 8 Again the devil takes him to a very high mountain and shows him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory and says to him, All these things will I give thee if falling down thou wilt do me homage.
第八节，魔鬼又带他上了一座最高的山，将世上的万国与万国的荣华都指给他看，对他说，你若俯伏拜我，我就把这一切都赐给你。
Then says Jesus to him, Get thee away, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt do homage to the Lord thy God, and him alone shalt thou serve.
耶稣说，撒旦，退去吧，因为经上记着说，当拜主你的神，单要侍奉他。
Then the devil leaves him, and behold, angels came and ministered to him.
于是魔鬼离开了耶稣，有天使来侍候他。
We'll skip few verses to 16.
我们会跳几节到第十六节。
The people sitting in darkness have seen a great light, and to those sitting in the country and shadow of death, to them has light sprung up.
那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，坐在死荫之地的人有光发现照着他们。
This passage we see records the temptation of our Lord Jesus.
这段经文我们见到记载我们主耶稣受试探。
And after he gone through this temptation,
在他经过这试探之后，
The first Sabbath he entered into the people, a synagogue.
在第一个安息日他就进了会堂，
and he was reading the scripture,
然后他在读圣经，
and the testimony of there says, people who sit in the darkness have seen a great light.
在那里的见证说到，那坐在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，
and in our Lord Jesus, they see that great light.
在我们主耶稣身上他们见到那大光。
And again, we have to say that our LordHe is Son of God.
再次我们要说，我们的主他是神的儿子。
He in him, in his human form, he is God.
在他里头，在他肉身，他是神。
But yet also he is 100% man.
同时他也是100%人。
So we, through this passage, we try to learn something of our Lord as Son of Man.
所以借着这段经文，我们要学习有关我们主身为人子。
When our Lord was baptized, after our Lord was baptized by John,
在我们主受约翰的洗之后，
the scripture tells us he was carried up into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit.
圣经记载着他被圣灵引领到旷野去。
So this whole temptation that our Lord Jesus suffered,
所以我们主耶稣所受的这整个试探，
is conducted or directed by the Holy Spirit.
是我们主在那里，我们圣灵在那里指挥，在那里管制。
As our brother mentioned last night,
正如我们弟兄昨天晚上说，
there is a warfare going on.
有一场征战在进行。
And our Lord Jesus stand in the place of man.
我们的主耶稣站在人地位上。
He fought this battle for us.
他为我们打这场仗。
And he has won this battle for us.
已经为我们胜了这场仗。
And all this battle is conducted by the Holy Spirit.
而这整个战役呢，是由圣灵在那里指挥的。
And we thank the Lord.
我们感谢主。
What is true to our Lord Jesus?
在我们主耶稣身上实现的。
Now is also true in us as well as in the church.
也在我们身上实现，也在教会里实现。
And our Lord Jesus, when he was tempted, he was led to the wilderness and was tempted by Satan.
当我们的主受试探的时候，他乃是被引领到旷野去受撒旦试探。
He is not standing at the place of Son of God to be tempted.
他不是站在神的地位受试探。
Because God cannot be tempted.
因为神不能受试探。
But he was stand in the place of Son of Man to be tempted.
他乃是站在人子地位上受试探。
And through this temptation,
借着这试探，
our Lord has defeated the arch enemy Satan.
我们的主已经战胜了这个大仇敌撒旦。
He is our conqueror.
他是我们的得胜者。
And he defeated the tempter.
他已经战胜了那试探人的。
And also our Lord Jesus, because he was tempted.
因着我们的主受过试探。
I believe here only recorded three things.
我记
although it's only three things were recorded.
相信虽然这里是三件被记载。
But we can see in the whole life of our Lord Jesus.
我们可以看到我们主耶稣的一生。
He was continuously under attack of the enemy.
他不断受仇敌的攻击。
Even when he was in infancy, in childhood.
即使当他在婴孩在孩童的时候。
He has to flee from the attack of the enemy.
他要逃离仇敌的攻击。
And all his life, he's under temptation, not the attack of the enemy.
这一生呢，都是在这个仇敌的攻击底下。
He was tempted in all things.
他在凡事上都受试探。
Yet without sin.
却没有罪。
That he may sympathize with our infirmities.
直到他能够体恤我们的软弱。
And become our faithful high priest.
成为我们忠实信实的大祭司。
That is what Hebrew chapter 4 tells us.
这是希伯来书第四章告诉我们。
And we come to see the tempter.
我们看到这试探人的。
That is Satan himself.
就是撒旦本身。
As we heard from our brother last night.
昨天晚上我们听到我们的弟兄说。
The enemy has many names.
这仇敌有很多名字。
And each name tells one nature of the enemy.
一个名字告诉这个仇敌的一种性情。
And we know that Satan, one of his name is tempter.
我们知道撒旦其中一个名字就是试探人的。
He always try to tempt us.
他总是尝试要试探我们。
And his other name is a liar.
他另外一个名字是说谎。
When he tempt us, he always use a lie.
他每当他试探我们的时候，总是用谎言。
Even when he quote the scripture, that quote is also a lie.
即使他引述圣经的时候，那所引述的都是谎言。
Because of he's a liar.
因为他是撒谎的。
And then he is a deceiver.
所以他是欺骗人的。
He always, without awareing of us, he deceives us.
他在我们没有在意的时候就欺骗我们。
If we falling into his snare,
如果我们堕入他的网罗，
then he becomes accuser.
他就变成那个控告者。
He always accuses us.
他总是控告我们。
And so we won't have the strength or the courage to face our Lord.
直到我们没有这个力量或者勇气来面对我们的主。
And our brother told us, Satan simply means adversary.
我们的弟兄告诉我们，这个撒旦的意思就是仇敌，
敌挡者。
敌挡者。
He always opposes God and God's will.
他总是敌挡神和神的旨意。
And not only he opposes God and God's will.
不但他抵挡神的神的旨意。
But also when he tempts, he comes to kill.
并且当他试探的时候，他是来杀害。
And after he kills, he destroys everything.
然后他杀害之后，他就毁坏一切。
And our Lord Jesus, when he was in his flesh,
我们主耶稣当他在肉身的时候，
the Holy Spirit brought and carries him into the wilderness.
那么圣灵把他带到旷野去
to face the tempter
来面对这试探人的
it's very interesting
是非常有意思
it's not the tempter sought out our Lord Jesus
不是试探的人试探人的来找主耶稣
but rather our Lord Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to seek out the enemy
反而是我们的主耶稣由圣灵指引来
in the
找出这仇敌。
In the wilderness, he fasted for 40 days and 40 nights.
在旷野，他禁食40昼夜。
We believe that in this 40 nights and 40 days,
我们相信在这40昼夜里
，Our Lord was concentrate his attention toward God, his Father.
我们的主乃是把注意力集中在父神身
上。Although the tempter was surrounding him. And try to tempt him.
虽然这试探人的在包围他，尝试要试探他。
But he cannot prevail.
但是他不能得胜。
But after 40 days and 40 nights of fasting,
在四十昼夜的禁食之后
，Our Lord, he has his physical body.
我们的主有他肉身。
He's exhausted and he's hungry.
他疲倦，他饿了。
Then the tempter come forward.
然后试探人的来。
We would.Sometimes ask ourselves this question.
有时候会问这个问题。
Why the Lord He loved us so much, He won't allow us to be tempted.
为什么我们主爱我们那么多不让我们受试探
？We know our Lord Jesus, the Father allow Him to be tempted or wants Him to be tempted.
我们知道我们的主耶稣父神允许并且要他被试受试探。
That is because our Lord will, through this temptation, to overcome the tempter.
因为我们的主要借着这个试探来战胜那试探人。
And he becomes the conqueror.
而他成为得胜者。
And also he can sympathize us.
他也能够体恤我们。
But how about us?
我们又怎么样？
Why the Lord allows temptation come upon us?
为什么主允许试探领导我们。
I think there are two reasons.
我想有两个理由。
One is when we've been tempted.
一是当我们受试探。
Then we know who we are.
我们知道我们是谁。
It reveals who we truly are.
这揭露我们真正是谁。
That is we start to see our flesh.
就是我们开始见到我们肉体。
Sometimes we are easily to see other people's fault and mistakes.
有时我们很容易看到别人的错误和
But once we went through some temptation,
和缺点，当我们经过一些试探的时
候 and we failed,
我们失败了。
I don't know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹，我不晓得。
If you can by yourself overcome the tempter,
你是否能够凭自己来战胜试探人
？We know certainly Adam and Eve they did not overcome.
我们知道肯定的，亚当和夏娃没有战胜。
I don't know if you feel.I'm strong enough, I can overcome that.
我不晓得你是否感受到我是够刚强来胜过。
But the more we have experience in the Lord,
但是我们在主里又有经历。
The more I know that I'm so weak.
我越知道我是那么软弱。
Not the big temptation, just a small one, I will fall.
不是大试探，只要小试探我就跌倒。
And second thing, when We think about why there's temptation.
第二件事，当我们想到为什么有试探。
I think through this temptation,
我想借着这试探
that we may experience the grace of God.
我们能够经历神的恩典。
Our Lord God, He always provide a way for us to go out.
我们的主神呢，总是为我们预备一条出路。
As in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 tells us.
正如哥林多前书第十章告诉我们。
That we do not yield to temptation.
我们不向这个试探妥协。
We should endure our temptation.
我们要忍受这个试探。
That when we endure,
当我们忍受的时候
，The Lord our God will always open a way for us to come out of it.
我们的主，我们的神，总是会开一条出路，让我们逃跑。
That means when temptation comes,
意思是当试探来临的时候
，we will suffer.
我们将会受苦。
If we don't follow the suggestion of the tempter,
如果我们不跟随试探人的建议
，we may suffer physically.
我们肉身会受苦。
We may suffer in our soul.
我们在我们的魂会受苦。
And sometimes we may suffer in our spirit.
有时我们在灵里也受苦。
But yet, when we endure like this,
但是当我们这样忍受的时候
then eventually God will help us to outlast the tempter.
至终神会帮助我们能够持久胜过这个试探。
That's the promise of our Lord.
这就是我们主向我们所应许。
That's in James 1 verse 12.
这是在雅各书第一章第十二节。
It tells us, blessed is the man who endures temptation.
在雅各书第一章第十二节。
For having been proved, he shall receive the crown of life.
雅各书第一章第十二节，忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试探以后，必得生命的冠冕。
And if we take the word of the Lord,
如果我们支取主的话
，then we can look up to our Lord Jesus.
然后我们就可以仰望我们的主耶稣。
He is the author and finisher of our faith.
他是我们信心创始成终的那位。
Then we will experience the deliverance of our Lord.
我们就会经历我们主的给我们的拯救。
Then we take some look at the temptation that our Lord has gone through.
然后我们看一下我们主所经过的试探。
We see after 40 days and 40 nights.
我们见到在四十昼夜之后。
When physically our Lord is exhausted and feel hungry.
当我们的主是肉身疲倦还感觉饿。
Come forth, approach the Lord and give him a suggestion.
那么撒旦来到我们主那里给他一个建议。
If you are son of God,
如果你是神的儿子
and you can turn the stones into loaves,
可以吩咐这些石头变成食物。
Satan always gives suggestions to us in tempting us.
撒旦总是给我们建议在试探我们的时候。
Or use questions.
或者用问题。
Like our brother says, he uses questions.Then Eve fall into it.
就好像我们弟兄说，他用一个问题，然后夏娃就堕入其中。
He casts some doubt in our mind.
他在我们脑海里给我们一些疑问。
And the second temptation.
第二个试探。
When Satan led our Lord to the highest edge of the temple.
当撒旦把引我们主到这殿顶最高。
And he suggests our Lord to jump from there.
那么建议我们的主从那里跳下去。
And he said, "The Lord God will hold up you by His angel."
他说，你主神会吩咐他的天使来扶住你。
When we face temptation,
来拖着你。当我们面对试探
，Satan always use something to suggest to our soul.
撒旦总是用某件事物来。向我们的魂建议
use his way to do something to prove what God promised.
用他的方式来证明神所应许的。
And the third thing, when Satan tempts our Lord,
第三件事，当撒旦试探我们主
，he demand for worship.
他要受敬拜。
And that is the ultimate issue in this.Universe.
这是这宇宙中至终的课题。
Satan always wants to grab the worship that belongs to God and belongs to our Lord.
撒旦总是要夺取那属于神、属于我们主的敬拜。
So what our Lord has gone through,
所以我们主所经过的
is something in principle that we face in all our life.
是我们在生命上原则上所面对的一切。
The whole human being or whole church is facing.
这是全人类全教会所面对。
The first temptation that our Lord Jesus faced
我们主耶稣所面对的第一个试探
shows the principle of our Christian living.
显出我们基督徒生活的原则。
Satan suggested the Lord to use his divine power to turn the stone into loaves.
撒旦建议我们的主用他神的能力来把石头变为饼，变食物。
Today we always face need in our life.
今天在生命里，我们总是面对需要。
And we don't realize there's something beside physical need that is more important.
我们没有察觉到比这个肉身需要有更重要。
That we Christians, we have a spiritual life.
我们基督徒，我们有一个属灵的生
命。And this spiritual life has a supply.
而这个属灵的生命有个供应。
If our spirit within us is strong,
如果在我们里头的灵是刚强的
then we can overcome all the physical sufferings.
那么我们就能够战胜一切肉身的苦。
So what the Lord responds to Satan is, he says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
对撒旦所回答乃是人活着不是单靠食物乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
That is, every day we have a living contact, living touch with our Lord Jesus, with God.
就是每一天我们都有活的和神有活的接触。
And so the word of the Lord is a living word in us.
所以神的话是在我们里头是活的话。
The word of the Lord is a personal word for us.
神的话是我们个人亲身的话。
That the word in the scripture is quickened by the Holy Spirit in our heart.
在圣经里面的话语在我们里头什么扎心？
苏醒。
让我们苏醒活过来。
That's the principle we Christian lives.
这是我们基督徒所活的原则。
I'll use an example. I heard many years ago.
用一个多年前听过的例子。
That was many years way back in Taiwan.
那是许多年在台湾。
A young sister who was in college.
一位年轻的姐妹在大学。
She was probably a math major.
她是专科数学。
By then, the professor in Taiwan.
在那个时候呢，在台湾的教授。
Not like our dear brother Chen give very simple and also many obvious hint to us.
不是像我们的陈弟兄给我们非常明显的暗示。
When the professor give exams to students,
当这个教授给学生考试的时候
usually they want to use very advanced, very deep questions to show forth his knowledge.
他要给他们非常深奥的这个高深的问题，要来显出他的知识。
So when final came up,
所以有一次大考出来
，and this sister's her professor said, I guarantee you, whole class.
那么这位姐妹的教授说，我保证你全班。
This final, none of you can pass over 60.
你们没有一位能够在大考中超过60分。
And so they were all scared.
所以他们都很惧怕。
And they study very hard.
他们就很辛勤地
读。They have group study and discuss what's the way we can pass this exam.
他们有分组讨论如何来考得好。
And the more they discussed, the more they were frustrated, distressed.
他们越讨论就越焦虑。
So some of the clever ones, they start to think.
一些聪明的就开始想。
They said, why don't we get a copy of the test questionnaire?
何不我们去拿到
beforehand.
在之前得到这个考卷。
If we have that before the exam, we can all put our efforts together and work it out.
那么如果可以在考试之间得到，我们可以把所有的精力放在一起，来得出答案。
At first, all the students, they were hesitant.
那么起初所有的学生都在那里犹豫。
But as the days come closer to the exam,
但是日子逼近考试的时候，
they think that's the only way out.
他们想这是唯一的出路。
What they shall do? They collect money to bribe the staff who make the questionnaires.
对，他们做的就是他们收取钱来贿赂那个印刷考卷的人。
And so they got a copy of that exam.
他们得着那个考卷。
And they still have few days to work out all the solutions.
那么他们还有几天的时间来做出那个 那个答案。
Before they make this decision,
在他们做的决定之前
，they ask all the classmates, "We just take volunteers. If you don't want to do so, you don't have to."
那么在这之前，他就问所有的班上同学，你们自愿的，不要的话不用。
And this sister was deeply troubled.
这位姐妹很就很愁苦。
He doesn't know what to do.
她不晓得。
She doesn't know what to do.
该怎么做
？If she go along with her classmate,
如果她随从她的同学
，certainly he will pass.
肯定他会。
If she does not go along,
会考得好。如果她不随同的话
，everybody pass and she will not pass.
每个人都考得好，她不会及格。
She doesn't know what to do.
她不晓得该做。
So she went to an elderly sister, asked for counseling.
他就到因为年长姐妹那里要求辅导。
And that elderly sister simply asked her a question.
那年长的姐妹简单问她一个问题。
Sister, have you been saved?
姐妹，你得救了吗？
She felt strange. Why you ask me this question?
她感觉奇怪，为什么你问这个问题？
I want an answer, yes or no, what I should do.
我要问，答案是是和不。
And your answer is totally unrelated.
你的问，答案是毫无关联。
But this elderly sister was very serious and asked her again, "Sister, are you a child of God?"
那么这位姐妹就非常严肃，她就问姐妹，你是否是神的儿女
？Are you saved?
你得救了吗
？She said, "Yes, I'm saved."
她说是的，我得救了。
Then she said, "Then you know what you do."
然后你就知道你该做的是什么。
This sister went home and prayed. She knows what to do.
这位姐妹回家祷告，她知道该做什么。
She knows she is a child of God.
她知道她是神的儿女。
She doesn't follow the suggestion of her classmate.
她不随从她同学的建议。
And that in that test,
在那考试里
she did her best.
她
But still, she doesn't feel she solved the question.
她尽她的力，她不感觉到她解决了那个得到了答案。
And when the score comes out,
解答了那个问题。当这个榜上出成绩的时候
，the professor announced the whole class, all the students passed.
那么
have over 60.Points.
教授就宣告说，全班都多数的都超过60分。
But only one did not reach 60.
只有一位没有达到60。
But my conclusion is that one person he passed the whole exam.
但是我的结论是
，She passed the whole exam.
他就在这个就整个考试及格。
Because I know.Even if myself, within this limited time, I can't solve this problem.
因为我自己知道，在这简短的时间里面，我也没有办法解答这个问题。
But everyone, you of you, all passed 60 points.
但是你们
每一位 over 60 points
都得到超过60分。
That means you cheated.
就是说你欺骗。
So you all flunk.
所以你们都不及格了。
But that one.She is honest.
但是那一位她是诚实的。
And through her answer, I know she studied well.
借着她的答案，我知道她读得好。
Dear brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，When we have the courage to stand on the ground of our Lord,
当我们有这个勇气站在我们主的地位上
，He will open a way for us to go out.
他会为我们开一个出路。
He will deliver us.From all the temptations,
他会拯救我们脱离所有的试探。
In small things, start with small things.
在小事，从小事开始。
Then in bigger things,
在然后就大件事。
The last temptation our Lord faces is the issue about worship.
我们主所面对的最后一个试探是敬拜的课题。
In our personal living, we face temptations.
在我们个人的生活里面，我们面对试探。
In exercising faith, we face temptations.
在操练信心，我们面对试探。
In worship as a group, we face temptations.
以群体整体来敬拜，我们面对试探。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Are we courage enough bold enough to take the ground of our Lord Jesus?
我们是否有足够的胆量、勇气来站我们主耶稣的地位？
I hope our answer will all be yes.
我希望我们的答案都是会的。
Because he is the conqueror.
因为他是那得胜者。
Because he already defeated the head of the enemy.
因为他已经战胜了这仇敌的头。
Because he has won the battle.
因为他已经打了胜仗。
And now to us, we just follow him.
所以我们现在只需要跟随他。
And we stand firm on this ground.
我们站稳在这地位上。
And he can sympathize our infirmities.
他能够体恤我们的软弱。
And he can strengthen us.
他能够坚固我们。
Open up a way for us.
为我们开出路。
If we take our courage to stand with our Lord.
如果我们鼓起勇气和主同站。
Then our spiritual life will grow in us.
然后我们的属灵生命就会在里面成长。
And this life will shine through us.
这生命会借着我们照耀出去。
And that's all I have to share this afternoon.
这是我今天下午所要交通。
Shall we pray?
让我们祷告。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Because in you,We see the mind of humility.
因为在你里头，我们看到谦卑的心思。
Because in you, we see you have defeated the enemy.
因为在你里头，我们看见你战胜了仇敌。
Lord Jesus, we also thank you.
主耶稣，我们也感谢你。
Because God the Father has put us in you.
因为父神把我们放在你里头。
So you can be our wisdom.
你可以做你成为我们智慧。
Our holiness,
我们的圣洁,
our righteousness,
我们的公义,
and our redemption.
我们的救赎。
Lord Jesus, help us
主耶稣帮助我们,
to look upon you,
来仰望你,
and so we may receive faith from you,
使到我们能够从你领受信心,
and we can walk through our life,
我们能够在一生中行走,
and may your life grow in us,
愿你的生命在我们里头成长,
and shine through us,
借我们照耀出来。
Thank you.For listen, hear our prayer.
感谢你垂听我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祈求。